What's your name?
Robert.
You have been a fan of this interview. Seriously, I've never interviewed anybody who picked up poop. Have I? Have you talked to Jane about your job at all?
She knows what we do.
Right, and does she ever personally come and say thanks for picking up the shit on the show?
Yeah, she does. She's real thankful.
See, you get Christmas. She should be thankful, otherwise her heels would be this wadded off. Are you going to go on to doing other shows like Friends and picking up their manure? Everybody says you're a ballet dancer, and I don't believe this. I need to see the legs.
A ballet dancer? Of course I was a ballet dancer.
In the thing. How high up can you get the leg now?
Can I get the leg now? Okay.
It's a little proof here of the ballet work.
What are we going to do?
I could get my leg up pretty high too, Jane.
on the wheel?
Yep.
On the wheel?
Yep.
I don't know which one goes up higher.
Wow. Look at that turnout.
There you go, Ruby. Oh, that's
okay,
easy.
Okay, babe, yeah.
Okay, not playing.
All right, yeah, I'm playing. I'm still with you, Jane. Okay, battle of the legs.
What color are your pants?
No, the only thing, I got my bloomers on. Did
you see
that?
Have bloomers.
Look at how gorgeous I am here. What else can you do?
How many kids have you got?
Three? And my cesarean scar is down by my knees now.
And this is your horse, that's mine.
Whoops. No, I like when they put their tongue in my ear.
This was kind
of big tongues in my ear. Oh, no, I like that. Look, I'm slightly excited now. All right, I'll get on this one. Have I ridden?
Yes.
Look at how I look at my seat.
I know. Look
at my seat. Have I ridden? Come on. We're going to just gallop into the hills, Jane. And kill some muskrat. Can somebody pick my stirrups up? I'm a little like hanging here.
Thank you.
Jane, stirrup problems.
You ever see the Marlboros? You know, from Marlboro. Do you ever smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
This is the guy who used to sell them.
Get out of here.
He's the original
Marlboro man.
He was on the poster?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. I'm embarrassing.
You were the Marlboro guy? What happened to you? Look what those cigarettes did. My God. It's a good ad. Here he is today. You know what we were reading on the way up here? Just tell me if you hated every minute of this. That romance book.
Oh.
Is that going to haunt you to the grave?
Possibly, but parts of it I think are...
Which parts do you still live by?
Oh, quite a lot of it.
Like what?
I think if I want to try something and I believe it's something I'm interested in trying to do, I don't stop myself from trying. And last year it was fly fishing, and this year it's golf, and
you wild woman, you.
I'm painting now. It's oil paints.
What about
this
stuff like this? I love that we were reading on the way up here. That you gave your husband the emergency pack, and you put some bubbly in the thing, and then also some lumpfish.
Yes, lumpfish roe. Well, of course, in those days, we couldn't afford caviar.
Right.
Could you, dear? So,
come on, ride with me.
I'll ride with you, yes.
You light candles, though, and take a bath, don't you? I'm desperate now.
I do that, too.
Please say you did that.
Really
I read the
there
book.
There are candles. There's candles in the home, bathtubs, live by the ocean. It's very nice. I grow English roses.
Do you?
Grow English roses. On weekends, I cut them, and if I have time, I paint them.
The live roses?
The live roses, yes.
You paint them?
I paint,
what
yes.
color? Oh, you paint them. I thought you painted the roses. I thought we found a sickness. Anyway.
Your horse is trying to eat my horse.
I know, they're necking. I think our horses are bonding.